Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome into the show that's on in the afternoon, where we highlight local personalities, community happenings, and all the events you need to know about coming up in and around St. John's County. Pete Melfi with you. Davey Hartzell, as always. How's your afternoon going, man?
It's good. Hey, why are there no knock-knock jokes about America?
Why?
Because freedom rings, Pete.
Are we gonna start off every afternoon show now with a really corny joke?
Another
I'm not opposed to it, by the way.
Cool.
Not opposed to it.
New segment.
All right, perfect. I love it.
Fun.
All right, man. We've got a good show here for you today. We are talking to the folks from PAL.
Oh,
there you go.
Police Athletic League.
That's right.
Very cool.
We've got a lot of exciting new stuff coming up.
Yeah.
We're gonna talk about a lot of it.
And let's find out why the stereotype between cops and donuts exists.
I'm very curious, but I've never had the cojones to actually ask a cop
about this. I did, and I got my answer.
Okay. Here we go.
So
we will ask that question.
Perfect.
We ask the tough questions here on this network.
I want to know.
All right, man, before we get into all the excitement we have for you here today, I want to remind you of some of the great folks that help us do this show each and every day. Beaver Toyota, one of those great companies here in town. Beaver Toyota of St. Augustine offers a lot of solutions here for the customer looking for a new or pre-loved vehicle. They have an extensive inventory of used vehicles, cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, crossovers, all of it ready for you. You don't have to take our word for it. You can browse their inventory online or just head out to the dealership. They have a staff that is 100% dedicated to customer satisfaction, and they are here to work with you on all of your vehicle needs. Beaver Toyota provides solutions for those looking for used vehicles under $15,000 as well. Used trucks, SUVs, a whole lot more. What did you just write down there?
Oh, monitor change behind you.
Oh, well, yeah, good call. We'll do that before we press the button.
That's all right.
When you purchase a certified used Toyota car, truck, van, or SUV, trying to get me to read handwriting during a read.
Is, frantic handwriting,
boy,
thank you.
I'm just not good at that.
Well, I was here to wow you, Pete.
Just like Beaver Toyota.
Woo.
They offer an exclusive certified program on all their pre-owned vehicles, by the way. 7 years, 100,000-mile warranties, giving car owners peace of mind on the road. It does feel good to know that you're covered. Beaver Toyota, they are here to wow you.
Hey, we all know and we take air conditioning so super seriously in Florida. And we're not fans of being left in a hot and humid situation. When was the last time you had your home unit inspected or serviced? Well, for 42 years, All American Air has been serving St. Augustine and surrounding counties by Flagler, Duval, and Putnam. Their areas of expertise include warranty and non-warranty service work on all makes, models, AC units, preventative maintenance service agreements, new construction installations, that's cool, and equipment replacement with high-efficiency systems. From the most efficient Lennox home services to the iComfort ultrasound thermostat, All American Air has the latest and greatest for all your HVAC products. They take great pride in providing quality service and installations, in turn gaining a customer for life. Give them a call, 904-461-0070. If your filter is gray, what should happen?
You should change it today.
Oh, how nice.
That's right. All right, man. We're back on track.
Oh, cool. Here we go.
Hey, there we go.
We got this.
Hey, all right.
So weird, tacky, and tasteless examples of how people with no taste executed these ideas perfectly.
Okay.
Okay. So this first one, I think this is really cool. Look at this. It's like an octopus earbud.
Oh, look at that. That's
very cool. Very, very interesting.
Okay. That's not what I was going to say, but yeah, it's
okay.
Fine.
Okay. All right. Next one up. What's the matter, Pete? You haven't touched your Shrekfest.
You know what? That's very creative.
Thank you.
But are those just like all mushrooms?
Well,
right,
you don't
there?
Do mushrooms, but you have avocado on the other side. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's more of a work of art. Just appreciate that. Okay. Yeah. Next up. Look at this hand, like the hand holding the side view mirror.
Oh, wow.
That's pretty
made
cool.
Out of, like,
we could shine that up a little bit, but
there
yeah.
There you go.
CLR or something.
That's creative. I like it.
Yeah. Look at this. Reminds me of a house in Lincolnville I used to look at. This is a garage door style kitchen window.
I actually like this. I've seen this. I saw this a few years ago. I really like this.
It is cool.
Yeah.
Except, how would you do bug mitigation on that?
That's a good call.
Yeah. Maybe a, I don't know.
Anyway, this is, oh, I gotta have this in my life. A Barbie foosball table. Like, I want this.
I'm in.
I totally am. I'm not a foosball player, but I would play this. I would play this.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's different.
Equal opportunity for girls soccer. What? Nice. All right. This next one. This actually took a lot of talent. This is a lot of talent here. It's a lot of upholstery.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Woo.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
A lot going on there.
Yeah. This next one, this, look at this tattoo. It looks, I feel like it belongs here, right?
The oh, all right.
Yeah, wow.
I'm not mad at that.
All right, this next one, Super Kitty or steroids in one arm?
That's a look. Boy, I've got 10 jokes that I can make and I'll skip them all.
Oh, jeez. It's almost happy hour. Next one, have a seat. That's creepy. I'm not sitting on that.
No.
That's very Art Nouveau, but not interested. Next one, look at this pool thermometer.
Gross.
Hey, if you don't want people in your pool, yeah, you know the secret, so you'll be fine.
Why do you have a pool if you don't want people in it?
It's well, a baby Ruth.
Yeah, it's a baby Ruth. Yes. Yeah. And our last one today, I'm going to buy this one for you for Christmas. Chicken lamp. It's hideous. I can't. Isn't that cool?
No. No, it's not.
No.
It's on Lucite.
No, not a fan.
I have a question about whoever designed this.
Oh, whoever designed this?
Why are they fixated about the butt of a chicken?
Well, that's where the egg is, where life begins, child. What came first, the egg or the chicken? Google that one.
The light.
All right. Well, yeah.
It's creative. A vibe. It's a vibe.
It's something. I like that, man. Good stuff. All right. It is time to go from that to an even less encouraging segment here.
Oh, great.
Horoscopes. Horoscopes on a Wednesday. Today we've got Sagittarius, Scorpio, and Capricorn on deck.
Oop, I'm on deck.
I'm on.
You're on deck?
Mm.
All right, let's see.
What are you?
Cover your
Capricorn.
Ears.
Capricorn.
Oh, no, cover your ears.
Good luck. Here we go.
Okay, here we go. Now I'm worried.
Breathing in.
Can we get some horoscope music, please, Amanda?
Of course.
There it is.
Oh, so nice.
All right. Beautiful.
Pulls you in.
Yeah. All right, Sagittarius. Sagittarius. The only thing to fear is fear itself. You'll find a turtle in your laundry. Your next career, satanic guidance counselor.
Great.
What?
We need them.
Buy a cat and name it Chris. Terrible cat name.
Why?
Terrible cat name, by the way.
You're Chris.
Yeah. Yeah,
doesn't roll. I hear you.
Yeah. Scorpio, here we go.
Oh.
Yeah, she's talking about you. It's good. Okay. It happens to everyone.
Yep.
Just not as often.
A little Neosporin, no big deal.
Okay. Stop being late all the time.
Mm. The key to failure.
It is. Yep. All right, Capricorn, here we go. Mm-hmm. Your lack of perseverance, you lack perseverance and you're generally a chicken.
Oh. They saw that.
I'm sorry. I didn't know. This is not me. This is the stars.
Wow.
You like to beat the ugly cats and sniff your nose a lot.
Name Chris.
Yeah, that's right. Name Chris.
Highlighting local heroes. Yep. This is what we're doing.
Yep.
It's pretty spot on, Michelle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
There we have it. Whoa.
I'm going to skip the last part because I just don't even want to get beat up. The last part's really bad. So that's our horoscope today.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, what a cliffhanger.
You
guys asked for it.
What did they tell you?
You will scratch yourself at the absolutely wrong time.
Oh, fine. Just don't sniff.
That's so true.
Fine.
Scratch and sniff. Okay.
I see what you did there.
Time to vibe up. Let's move on. Time to vibe up. Our friends at Vibe Nutrition. I am there every single morning and most afternoons now. And they have their full hours. They're open their full hours now.
Why? Because school's open, right?
Because school's open. Yeah. So they're there 7 to 5 again. You can get their protein donuts. It's Waffle Wednesday today.
Okay.
Yeah, man. Waffles. Their waffles are awesome. They got great donuts. Great donuts out there, too.
Okay.
Yeah, man.
The protein ones.
You got to check them out, the protein ones, yeah. And they got shakes. Great flavors and shakes, by the way.
What happens on Friday?
First Responder Friday.
Yeah.
If you got a badge, you can go in there
and get a discount. They take Master Badge.
Yeah, they take Master Badge.
Accept it everywhere.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's right. Don't leave home without it.
All right. Speaking of don't leave home, you may need a bust over to Panache every guest every time. Since 1987, Panache opened its doors to be a cut above the rest. Their mission at Panache is to care for their team, guests, and community from scalp to sole and bring the joy to the world one service at a time. Our carefully chosen and highly trained staff is there to exceed your expectations. The same goes for their elegant salon space dedicated to guest comfort. They share Aveda's exceptional standards of quality products, treatments, and guest care, and everything they do reflects the standards of an Aveda salon. Go to getpanache.com and get with it, boo.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right, man. We got some special guests in studio today. Love having the folks from Pal in studio. We call them the fun cops.
Yes.
They are.
I'll take that.
Yeah.
Don't tell the sheriff I said that. No. Stop coming in.
No.
We've got Sergeant Sheldon York in here with us and Corporal Michelle Lima. Thank y'all very much for joining us here this afternoon.
Absolutely. Good
Thanks
morning.
Thanks for having us.
Good afternoon.
So where should we start, Davey? Where should we start? They've got so much going on.
Can I start with a question?
Yeah, no. Sure.
Oh yeah, sure.
I've never seen a gray drink. What's in your gray vibe? Is that gray? What would you say?
You must be colorblind.
It's like a hint of
because it's purple.
Is it purple? Okay. Yeah, the lighting in the here. Lighting. I apologize.
Oh okay. So what's,
we have the best lighting in town. You can't lighting. Lose.
Perfect.
You
what's in your purple drink?
Purple drink.
What's in that purple drink?
This is the grape Skittles.
Oh, grape Skittles.
Okay. Yeah. Look, anything grape flavored doesn't taste like grape at all.
Yeah.
But it tastes good to me.
It tastes purple.
Okay, I'm in.
It tastes purple.
Yes.
That's right. It tastes very purple. Yep. It's delicious. Energy, clarity, focus. It's amazing.
So, clarity and focus, speaking of which, I'm talking real quick. Football season, right?
It is.
It is.
Oh. And cheer. Don't forget cheer.
All right. Yeah.
They go hand in.
Yes, they do.
We've always had it.
Oh, yes.
But it's, I'm happy to report we're fully rebounded from the shutdown and COVID.
Nice.
We've got 100 cheerleaders out there. And 110 football players.
That's awesome.
It's great. We are rolling full steam first week of practice.
Very busy.
Nice.
Yeah.
What's that like? What's the first week like? Is there like trepidation?
Oh,
like,
my God.
Nervous?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. August in Florida, it's hot.
Yeah. It's very sweaty.
Yeah.
It's very stinky.
That's all we do. Yeah.
Do you guys have to show up in like full police outfit, police uniform?
I mean, I may own a pair of tactical leggings. They have pockets.
Yeah. You gotta give me the link. That's great.
I do not.
Okay, no tactical leggings.
No,
for you.
I'm gonna. That's a hard pass. But I'm gonna. I go with the tactical dad cargo shorts.
Okay, there you go.
But yeah, it's definitely hot and miserable out there. Kids are having a blast. We're keeping them hydrated, and we're ready. We start football. I can't believe football season's here. But our first game's the 27th of this month.
Whoa! Yeah. Wow!
It's crazy.
Man.
Yeah, and we're off. Rolling.
That's insane. So who do the PAL teams play? Is it like a big league full of all the kids and they just play kids in St. John's County? Or do
so
you guys venture out to other
Thank
counties?
You for asking, Pete. No, we
welcome.
Hey, that's my job.
We are proud to say that we have joined a charter with the Pop Warner organization, the oldest youth football organization in the country, and we get to travel around all of Northeast Florida and South Georgia and play some home games, or home and away games. I'm sorry, four home games here in St. John's County, four away.
Okay.
Some of those locations. We go to like Fleming Island, Ponte Vedra. There's some schools in Jacksonville, Fernandina. Mm-hmm. And then I think Kingsland, Georgia is the farthest we will go.
Do you guys have like a major rivalry? Is there like one that
you know?
We don't know yet.
Not yet. We're not sure. This is our first season in this conference. So
cool.
Yeah. We're always looking for one. So
Yeah, you need one.
We need one.
You need that rivalry to go up against. Can I tell you my Pop Warner story?
Sure.
I'm just going to be very, very quick. I was playing high school football at St. Joe, and the Pop Warner guys said, hey, look at this short guy who never plays.
Uh-oh.
We should try and recruit him to play Pop Warner.
That's when you
I'm like, aren't I a little old for that? They're like, yeah, no, you're short. You'll blend right in.
Oh.
Did they give you the older, lighter speech?
The what?
Older, lighter speech.
No.
Meaning
What's that?
You can play down because you're lighter.
Oh, okay. All right.
I mean, I never got to play in that.
They probably did.
Never did fit with that.
I was more of a husky guy.
Yeah. So, all right.
Wrangler jeans. I love it. Yes.
Just felt like I had to admit to everybody that I was no good at grown-up football, so they asked me to play kid football.
It's changed. We have to go through such a rigorous process vetting the kids to make sure no older kids play. You know, birth certificates, pictures. Blood sample. It's crazy. Yeah, we have our binders for each team is like a 5-inch binder.
Wow.
And they put all their paper. They check report cards, which is one of the reasons we went to Pop Warner. There's a scholastic piece to it that really, you know, promotes education. And
Wow.
It's crazy what they go through. So there's no more lots recruiting on the sidelines, picking the little kids off the high school team.
That is such a shame, because I was going to shave my beard and try out again this year. I was just going to see if I could pull that off.
It'd be fine.
Scout team, Pete. Scout team.
Scout team. All right, man. Well,
great. Well, good stuff. So that's exciting. You also have a really cool 5K coming up too, right?
Oh, super exciting.
Yes.
What's that called?
The Donut Dash.
Oh,
very fitting.
Cops and donuts, man. You know, there's your segue.
Okay. Cops and donuts. Okay, so back in the day when cops had to actually work the, what is it called, the graveyard shift.
Yep.
The only thing open were donut shops.
Donuts and coffee.
Donut shops felt safe because cops were there filling out paperwork. They didn't have cell phones back then, so making last minute. This is mid 20th century. Making these, like, it's kind of like their little office, essentially, but it was a good, like, good relationship between donut shops. So that's where it comes to donuts. Very nice.
And they're tasty.
Yeah.
Very tasty. How can you argue with donuts?
And so they're always open, like, even on holidays, like, not for nothing, but everyone's home having a Thanksgiving meal or a Christmas meal. And
we're having donuts and Chinese food.
We're having donuts and Chinese food. That's what's open.
On your table that says fragile.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Exactly.
It's Italian.
Beautiful.
Right. So what does this 5K look like? Where'd the idea come from? Why'd you guys decide to do a race?
Well, 5Ks are always fun, right? Mm-hmm. And donuts and cops, that's a given. So anything I can put pink and sparkles and light it up. And last year we had Dunkin' sponsor us. And then this year we had a local, the Donut Experiment off at King Street. So they're going to come out and they're going to sponsor us this year. So it's fun. It's a quick fundraiser. You know, people like to get in, run, get their donut, get their award and go. Mm-hmm. Our medals are super cool. They're bite out of a donut and they're
that.
Yeah, cool. So they're what's interesting, what I found out in the 5K community last year is that people wanted to see the medal before they signed up.
Yeah, you'd need a medal reveal.
Yes.
Yeah.
They wanted the medal before they signed up. And I'm like, it's on the way.
It's a culture.
I would take off the sure, it's a cult. So it's very it was very strange. Yeah. So this year we ordered the medals first before the t-shirts and the flyers and everything else. So I'm like, oh, here's your medal, here you go.
Yeah.
So now we've had an increase in registrations this year. Oh yeah.
Just for putting the pictures of that medal out there.
Absolutely.
Yes, the people have spoken.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you're a part of the RaceSmith series, right? With
yes.
Billy?
Oh, yes, with
amazing.
Billy.
Amazing. He's an amazing
That guy's great.
Yeah.
We brought him on. Brought him on and we just said this is what we want to do and we handed him the keys. He did everything.
I love that man. Yeah. He's awesome. He can make a dream come true if you're like, oh, I want this epic like race and blah blah, and he'll be like, okay man, just give me a couple weeks, and then sure enough the
person will
be like, wow.
Cool. Everything on the back side of the house he does. He's the IKEA builder.
Totally.
That's Billy. Nobody gets that joke. I think we talked about that before the cameras came on.
We did.
IKEA, we can't do it.
We had a 20-minute IKEA conversation before the cameras went off.
Yeah, there we go. So donut experiment, do you have a favorite donut?
I like the old-fashioned donuts.
Okay, like the glazed.
Like cake.
Yeah.
Like the dense ones.
Okay.
I'm not a big fan, this may be taboo, I'm not a big fan of the Krispy Kreme hot now sign.
Oh, okay.
I don't like the traditional glaze. I like those heavy ones.
The heavier, the cakey ones. Donut Experiment has one that has like rice. What is it? Flintstone. Fruity Pebbles.
So good. Okay. That's a quality cereal in a whole nother day we could talk about. But that sounds great.
It's not Captain Crunch, which rips up your mouth, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I like a Fruity Pebbles. Yeah. What's your favorite donut?
I'm with you. I'm the one in the office that if somebody brings donuts, like I will take a quarter of each one because I want all of them.
You want to try them, yes.
Right, sampler. I want to try them all. Sampler.
I like a sampler.
Okay.
So like a key lime is like really good.
That came from the donut experiment. They sent over, when we were talking about this, they sent over a box full of their different
specialty.
Very specialty flavored, and that key lime one was phenomenal. They also had one with some bacon on it, which was
the bacon maple.
Maple bacon. Yeah.
So good.
Wow. Maybe they're looking for advertising. Hello, Donut Experiment.
Yeah. Sorry.
I gotta tell you, I'm looking for donuts right now. Short. I'm gonna get a maple bacon donut. See you guys later.
Nothing like an afternoon donut. I'm telling you.
Awesome.
Well, cool. And when is that happening, and where can people sign up for that?
If they go to racesmith.com and they click on our icon, it has the Donut Dash logo on it. They can click on that, and they can register. It is this Saturday, and it's in Nocatee.
Cool.
And at their water park areas where the setup will be, we will have some vendors out there. The race packet pickup is Friday night at South Kitchen.
Okay.
So we'll be out there Friday night.
Place.
Yeah.
But if they want to come day of the race, we'll take care of them.
Yep. I just don't know if I'll be able to guarantee a shirt, but the sooner the better.
Yeah, that's cool. And that happens too with races. In that culture, they're used to that. So then they would go back to Mr. Waldron and they know exactly where to get the race shirt. Yeah.
Exactly.
I found it's important to the race cult. Sure, as well to tell them that it's a closed course. Yeah. Not to worry about traffic.
Okay.
So
that's important. Yes.
Billy had got a great course up there in Nocatee. They're going to be safe.
Yes, Asian City Roadrunners will be on that. Yes, absolutely. Yes. Love them.
It's scenic. It's through the woods of Nocatee. Yes.
Very nice.
Oh, all
different.
Right.
Yes.
Through the woods of Nocatee. Sounds like an old fairy tale starting out there. What else we got coming on? You guys got a full plate of stuff happening, including... How is this new PAL facility coming along?
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's coming along very quickly, quicker than I expected as far as our office goes.
Okay.
So we are in an early 80s volunteer fire station over off of Chapin Street, North St. John's to be specific. And we're moving into a brand new portable building out on our new facility in about 2 weeks. We'll be out there. So it's going to be a huge upgrade. Fingers crossed. They're putting internet in today, I just heard. So when we get that going. But as far as the playing surfaces go, we've brought on a project manager to get the design and everything ready to go with that. And I was told late yesterday that we're hoping to play and practice on that field, the first part of it, by the end of 23. Games being played on it by the start of 24.
Wow.
So to me, that's moving pretty quick. Of course, we all want it done
tomorrow.
Yeah, sure. But we know how things are and how prices are soaring right now. But it's a huge undertaking. We've got some great folks that are helping us out. And of course, if anybody out there wants to go ahead and write that check, we'll take the single. Yes. We'll put your name on everything. No shame in our game. But
it is all community funded, though, right?
It's not
taxpayer funded. No. It's all community funded. Yeah, right?
So it's 100% community funded. It's a capital campaign. It's not taxpayer dollars at all.
Yeah, and that's so important to point out.
Yeah, and it's for those of you that didn't see the last episode or when we were on, it's going to be a one-stop shop for PAL. We're not going to have to be playing at several different fields. We're going to be all in one location. You come there and you can see all of our programs in action.
And you got to remember, when we're talking about ramping up football and cheer and all that just happened, all of that comes from our building to the park. Like, we have to bring everything there, and then we have to bring it all back.
So it's
going to be so nice to have everything in one spot where we're like, oh, you need a different helmet? Hold on, let me run back over here and get it rather than drive.
Yeah.
And so, like, all sports are you talking about? Like, even the boxing, too?
Everything's going to be out there.
Wow.
Yeah, long term.
Because I know the boxing is the last time you guys were on, that's what we talked about, how big that is.
Right. It's growing exponentially, and it's all the way out in Hastings. So the people will be glad to, you know, our new facility is going to be off of Allen East Road, affectionately next to the dump. But
sponsored by Febreze.
Our home field's going to be called the Heap. Yeah, welcome to the Heap. No, we're excited. I mean, there's no trash out there.
But
it's halfway in between Hastings and St. Augustine, so I think the location is perfect.
Yeah.
And it's perfect. Off 95 for those in the north that have wanted to come down for boxing and stuff like that. There, it's right off 95.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, because the race is focused in Nocatee. Are you focusing a little bit more effort for resources for kids up there?
We would like to, because, you know, the last year when we went out and did the 5K in Nocatee, a lot of people in the north, northeast had no idea what PAL is, which is a shock.
Wow,
going out there and trying to let people know what PAL is, what we do, you know, the services that we do for the kids, the sports, everything that we always talk about, it's just, it blows my mind that they've never heard of PAL. So I'm trying to, or we're trying to go out and show different parts of the county or fundraising ideas and things like that to bring resources and kids who want to be a part of something, our summer camps, all that good stuff that we're growing, you know?
And what are the age ranges for kids to participate in PAL?
We start,
it depends on the program.
It depends on the program, but just to give you a broad spectrum, we go from 5 years old all the way up to our Explorer program. As long as you're still enrolled in school or college, you can go to 21.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So we're able to keep mentoring you all the way through those formative years and help you with your decision making.
You still got a year left.
That's great.
Yeah, me too.
It's awesome.
What else exciting going on at PAL? You guys came in with a list of stuff here that I can't even remember.
We did. We don't want to overwhelm you guys, but we do have a fishing tournament that's coming up. It's the third annual Thin Blue Line Fishing Tournament. That's November 12th, Veterans Day weekend every year. It's been a huge turnout. We've had over 100 fishermen in the water for the last 2 years, and we're hoping to make it bigger and better. Weigh-in will be at Volano on the 12th.
Okay. Volano, that was my question.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Volano ramp on the 12th. It's a huge, we're going to have the food trailer out there, a couple vendors, some music. It'll be a good time. Even
That's
if you
an
just,
all-day thing, right?
You yeah, start, well, we start first light for the yeah. fishermen, and then weigh-in start around 2.
And we're then at, we'll we're, do the auction
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, we do big raffle prizes, raffles. And people can come shop all of our giveaways.
Come shop, come eat, come watch.
Yeah.
Yeah, people love the fishing tournament. That's why I'm asking. This is a good. Yeah. This is a good one. So okay, yeah. So
it's a it's a redfish tournament. Okay. So we'll do that. It's kind of an inshore thing, and it's great. Just I'm not a huge fisherman. I like to fish every now and then, but just sitting there at the scale, mm-hmm. watching those people bring the fish in, it's awesome.
Yeah,
it's
it cool. is.
It's I've caught watching. More unedible objects than I have fish right. over my fishing career.
Yeah, yeah. Have you caught?
Yeah. Shoes.
Yeah. Food.
I've legitimately, I'm that guy who, I legitimately pulled in a shoe one time.
Right.
The no lie. You must I've caught sucked. Mantis shrimp. I've caught, no, I've had that. A, I've had one fish was just messing with me one time. I cast it out with a worm. I came back with a piece of bait shrimp on my line. I have no idea how that happened. Wow. No clue.
Even the fish mess with you.
They do.
Oh, the guy who lost his shoe is down there messing with you.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe that's it.
Exactly. Definitely.
That's just what it is. Cool. So how do people get involved with that? Same yeah. website?
Same thing. Oh, well, okay. not the same website as the Donut Dash, but you'll go to stjohnspal.org, and we're going to throw a registration up there. You can register ahead of time, pre-order your T-shirt, and all that good stuff. We'll cool. have a captain's meeting, and lots of information on there on the website about how to get involved.
And usually captains means what? The day before?
Yeah, Friday night.
Yeah. Okay.
Friday
night. And also give us a follow on the social media sites.
Yeah.
At St. John's Pal for all of our stuff. So we put a lot of stuff between Facebook, Instagram. And if you follow that, then you'll be in the know.
Yeah. Yes.
Awesome. And breaking news as well as far as social media goes, we're creating a Pal TikTok.
Wow. Really?
It's happening. Okay.
Beep,
it's
beep,
happening.
Beep, beep, beep.
Who's going to be the star of that Pal TikTok? Because I'll tell you, I created a TikTok.
Not
and boy, am I no good at it.
I know.
Yeah.
Me neither. No good at it.
We're taking auditions right now in the Pal office.
Yes.
We're auditioning all the staff members right now to see who's going to be our face on TikTok.
I nominate Peggy Tennyson.
I think she'd be great.
I think she'd be great. She would be great. Those eyes are forever. I'm telling you.
There you go. There you go.
She's like, baby, no.
I mean, she does do the Zumba, so maybe she can.
Right? Yes. She's got moves. She's like Jagger. I know. Yeah.
I guess you got to be on TikTok, right? You got to be everywhere. Especially with the kids.
Yes.
Oh, awesome. All right. Anything else on deck that you guys want to get out there today? Or
no, stjohnspal.org. Everything's changing every day. Come check out all our stuff. We got 3,000 kids coming through, and we're welcoming more.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Yeah,
bring them.
Keep them active.
Yeah, that's it, man. And keep that good relationship between the young people growing up and the police, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, that's one of the most
important
parts.
That's really what we're doing.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Very cool. Well, Sergeant York, Corporal Lima, thank you all so much for coming in. We
Thanks
appreciate
for having
your
us.
Time.
Thanks
Absolutely.
For having us.
Very cool, man. I love catching up with Pal.
Me too.
They're just fun people to hang out with, by the way.
I love all the cool stuff that they're doing. They have an imagination. It's not like a stale organization. Right. They're really trying to infuse some energy. I love
it. Yeah. Very, very cool.
Yeah.
All right, man. Got to tell you about our friends at the Bailey Group at this point, helping us put on great shows like this each and every day. As president of the Bailey Group, Mark has built upon the foundation of a trusted local insurance agency and developed his company into a nationally competitive firm.
Mm.
The Bailey Group provides insurance, benefits, and financial strategies to companies and employees across the United States while maintaining that local personalized service model that sets them apart from the rest. The Bailey Group provides progressive solutions using cutting-edge technology, out-of-the-box thinking, and strong carrier relationships. Give them a call today. See how they can help you. 904-461-1800 for the Bailey Group.
And when the United Way of St. John's opened in 1957, it was known as the Community Chest. That first year, they raised $48,000. The United Way of St. John's has changed a lot, but their focus has not. Today, with a total impact of over $3 million annually, they continue to fight for the areas of health, education, and financial stability of every person in our community. They serve both Putnam and St. John's counties, and the United Way is the only organization that brings together agencies, businesses, organizations, faith-based groups, government, and individuals to focus on the community problems that matter most. It is amazing what happens when we all live united.
Yes, it is. Very good, man.
Yeah.
We got some events coming up, right?
Yeah, we got some quick events. Here we go. Thursday, save the date, August 18th from 5 to 8 p.m., it's the Night Artisan Market at Coconut Barrel.
Oh.
They highlight handmade vendors that work in handmade...
Handmade vendors?
Handmade vendors.
Handmade people!
It does say that in the read, so I was like, maybe I need to fix that as I'm trying to dissect it in my head. Have your Thursday date night at Coconut Barrel. This is the Artisan Market that highlights a lot of local vendors, local food, locally made products. There we go. Live entertainment, family, and fur-friendly. This is not a ticketed event, but just show up and show out. If you have any questions or want to be a vendor, give an email to coconutbarrelmarket@gmail.com.
Very good. All right.
Save the date. Saturday is a quickie. Chalua at Colonial Oak, Colonial Oak Music Park, 7 to 10 p.m. Saturday. That's going to be a fun one.
Yeah.
Oh, I know you're going to be here. Heartbreak Hotel. You ready for this one?
Oh, boy. Hit me with it, man.
The 27th annual St. Augustine B&B Holiday Tour has been postponed this year.
No!
I know.
What does that mean?
Well, it's been postponed for 2022 due to staff shortages in the hospitality industry. Looking forward to when it comes back, and it's always a sold-out event. This does not mean, because I did hear from our people over at 44 Spanish Inn, that the Christmas lights on inns will not happen, because that still is a really caroling moment.
Yeah.
Brian said, do not worry. It's actually a little bit of a stress reliever. He's happy to give a tour to Spanish Street Inn, but this is a way for them to keep afloat and try to keep hold it all together and keep the holiday spirit alive. So that tour is postponed. I know it used to be a big fundraiser in town, so I know that we'll get back on track. That's no big deal.
Yeah.
We got it.
Yeah, man. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, man, good show.
Good, great
fun show.
Yeah.
Thank you to the folks from PAL again for sitting in with us here today. It's always a fun and informative show when they come in by the studio.
Yes.
And I think that's it for us. You guys have a great rest of your day, and we will talk to you tomorrow morning.
All right. Bye, everybody.